Well, Coach, we're getting ready. RPAC conference meets. It's one of the big meets of the season, no question. I mean, obviously, district and state, that's where you want to perform. But RPAC's always, kids, especially what your girls have gone through the last couple of years and really competing well for team titles. This is always got to be a high point of the season with the RPAC, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's the one that we circle. At the beginning of the season, kind of that's where we want to start performing at our best. And obviously not our best because we want to do that come district and state, but definitely one where we want to have a little peek and see where we're at against, some schools in our area. RPAC is, usually probably one of the toughest meets that we go to just because of the variety of schools that are there. And, with it being so big and so many teams, it also helps us out, points being a little more spread out and stuff, and along when it comes to the team races and all that kind of stuff. So, as long as we do what we got to do and perform and place where we know we can place, I like our chances of hopefully being one of the top three teams, especially in the girls race, come the RPAC on Thursday. So.
Well, I know that Paxton and Vi was your last varsity one, and I know fell a little bit short in the team standings, but still, you positioned yourself. Boy, your relay, start with your relays. That 4x4 and 4x8 of among not only district leaders, conference leaders, but state leaders. You're right up there again this year.
Yeah, I mean, our 4x8 is, it's sitting third or fourth, which, I feel like we haven't read our best time yet. We're at the Paxton meet was the first time we had that group run along with the 4x4. So, I feel like we can still improve those times come RPAC and districts. I'm excited to see where they end up. But yeah, the fact that we were able to run on that 4x4, that 4:15, like I said, that's the first time that group has ran together. I just expect, even better things come in a few weeks. So, those times have really been, a great start, but I think hopefully we can get them better and end up better at state than we did last year. So
I know healing some kids up from injury. Some of them are back, of course, with Kylie and running her now four events. I think, the first time the other day and back at that 4x4, she just, that quarter time really adds a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, yeah, that was the first time she was back with all four. The 200 was the last one we added on Thursday, and she obviously ran it, like she does and like she knows how, and she did great. And yes, definitely having her run a split of a 62, 60, 61 definitely helps that 4x4 team out quite a bit. So I'm glad to have her back at full strength, and we just have to make sure that we're doing our job to make sure she stays healthy and 100%, because we need her down the stretch come in a few weeks.
And she'll have her hands full talking about Kylie and then those sprints and the open quarter. I know Clara Spargo, a promising freshman from Dundee County Stratton, showing her stuff for the first time this year. If she can go, give it a go on Thursday, she'll give her a push.
Absolutely, yeah, we're looking forward to that. I know she's been itching to compete against her. I don't think we have the chance to run against Dundee yet this year. So she's looking forward to kind of compete against her and see where she ends up, going against her. So hopefully the other girls are, 100% as well, and they both get to compete and see who ends up on top. But yeah, that'll be a fun race to watch on Thursday.
I know we've talked before about your underclassmen, your freshmen, sophomores really contributing a lot. And, Blakely Farr in the long jump is right up there as well. I know Mimi hasn't jumped as good as the last couple of meets, but contributions on your relays, she has really been there for you, hadn't she?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the jumping in her individual event, we just need to find a way to get over the hump to perform back where she was when we started. So, hopefully on Thursday, I know Coach Lars has been, working really hard with her to make sure we stay consistent and be able to perform like we know she can and be able to get those jumps, up in her area. So hopefully she can put it together on Thursday. And yeah, when it comes to relays, she's running that 60, 64, 65 split on the 4x4. So having that definitely helped. Like I said, she was not on it at the beginning of the season, and then as we go along, we just threw her in the open four, and then she ran a great, you know, she ran a 65 the first time, so we knew that's something that we can work with and improve, and yeah, it's been fun having her on the relays for sure.
Can't forget about those boys, and I know one young man we've talked before, and we talk about him again, Cody Schwenk, his 300-meter hurdle time, lowering that a little bit each meet down to the 45s, low 45s. He could be a player coming up again on Thursday.
I hope so. Yeah, that's definitely an event he enjoys the most. So I hope that everything goes well for him. And hurdles is always one of those where you're feeling really good, but if you clip one hurdle, that throws everything off. So it's always one of those deals where it's a little nerve wracking, but the ability for sure is there, and the drive for him is also there, and he just wants to improve that time so bad every time. So. And he actually, at a Paxton, he was actually running a really good time. Would have been another PR, but he had a little hiccup on the last hurdle and had to step over it. So that kind of killed his time. But, hopefully he has the perfect run on Thursday and see what he runs, because I know there's some really good competition for him on Thursday, for those hurdles. So.
Sawyer Dibbern, we've talked about him before in the jumps. He's another, up-and-coming freshman right there in the thick of things. So closing in on 20 feet in the long jump, and that's going to be fun to watch. That's a competitive field again Thursday.
Absolutely, yeah. Hopefully, once again, we're having a little trouble with being consistent and being on the board and stuff. So hopefully on Thursday we can put it all together again and see if we can get that 20 mark. I know that's the goal for him at the end, the last few day free meets, but hopefully we can put it together and he can jump, break his PR and get him to that 20 mark, and that would be pretty cool to see. I know he wants to do it. It's just a matter of putting it together.
Not looking past this RPAC by no means, Coach, but best in the Midwest, Sutherland. You plan on hopefully getting a couple of entries, and that's going to be a barn burner coming up at Sutherland next Tuesday.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I said, hopefully the relays, get to qualify, the 4x4x4 on the girls' side, and then, Kylie and her sprint, and Blakely in the jumps, and, Ashton in the mile, Reagan in the 800, and hopefully, Ava in the 2 mile. Hopefully we can squeeze in a few more kids in there to be able to perform against some of the best. That's the only way you get better, by competing against the best. So, Cody in the hurdles, and hopefully Sawyer and Ryan can squeeze in there as well. That'd be pretty cool to see them compete there. I know the field's going to be tough to qualify, but hopefully they can take one more shot at RPAC to improve those times or those distances. And if they do, hopefully that gives them a better chance of qualifying for that Best of the West on Tuesday in Sutherland. So definitely hoping for the best there.